As soon as you arrive on the second floor, before passing through the gate, to your right, you can see the video The Chinas by Ismail Farouk. The Chinas is the name of a gang in Bertram, one of the oldest neighborhoods in Johannesburg, and an area in deep decline after the political upheaval of 1994. Many families left their homes, many of the abandoned buildings were occupied and subsequently subleased to the poor who had no other opportunity to find low-cost housing. Now, in anticipation of the FIFA World Cup in 2010, Bertram and other areas on the outskirts of Johannesburg are about to be evacuated in order to make room for renovations which will house tourists and Olympic teams. For the pre-existing communities of these areas, however, no other accommodations or reimbursements have been offered. In this sense, Johannesburg has a lot in common with many European cities. One needs only to think about Barcelona, host to the 1992 Olympics, or to London, who will host the 2012 Olympics. Farouk's video presents itself as a critical comment on this type of social purification that the government has perpetrated against the black minority more often than one might think. This is a fact that makes you reflect on the system of political convenience at the base of these choices, irrespective of the political party or the color of skin. Now that you are back on the second floor, immediately on your right you will find Ringing the Museum, a bronze sculpture by Ruth Sachs. Ruth Sachs is an artist who loves to play with words and with double entendre to force us to look at the reality with different eyes. She does exactly this with the big bell tongue situated at the entry to the second floor of ZA. The artist was selected by Kendall Gears, but it's Lorenzo Fusi, co-curator of ZA and curator of the Palazzo delle Papesi, who will help us to understand the subtle joke about communication and language that stands at the base of this installation.
La scelta di Ruth per il Palazzo delle Papesse per questa mostra era quella di ricreare una.
Ruth Sachs chose to create for this space at the Palazzo delle Papesse not just a bell, but a big bell, shown not from its exterior but from the inside, the part that makes the bell ring. From a linguistic point of view, it is very interesting. The Italian word batacchio, the apparatus that rings the bell, is tongue in English. In the same way, if you think about it, sound is produced in our mouths thanks to the tongue. So if we look at how the part of the bell that makes the ringing noise is the tongue, then the ringing itself may be interpreted as words. It was the artist's choice to place the tongue of the bell inside a small space, which would evoke the image of the cavity of the bell. So we find ourselves in front of the bell tongue. It could, in fact, make the walls ring. In this sense, there is both a playful and menacing aspect to this work. On the one hand, as it is, it appears to be a functioning bell, and if gently pushed, it would move. But at the same time, if pushed more forcefully, it would knock the walls down. So in one sense, it may function constructively as it articulates a sound, and in another sense, it may function destructively, destroying that which surrounds it. A single word may have a constructive or destructive quality. In this way, communication and threat seem to be expressed by this extremely seductive and very beautiful object. Theoretically, it may function as a sort of catapult for a bomb, being both constructive and destructive at the same time. Proceeding further along, we are literally immersed into Sean Sleeman's installation, Uplift, the Mountain, Palazzo delle Papesse. Just as in a topical relief map, Sleeman recreates the geography in which spaces become the object of the installation itself, transforming the setting. The relief has been created from a layer of carpeting that, one on top of another, increases in size and responds to the layer before it, as if the space is interdependent on its components, and at the same time, those components are transformed by their participation in this relationship. In 2005, Sleeman completed a rendition of Uplift at The Premises, a gallery in Johannesburg, and if in that case the mountain and the reinterpretation of space was a way to introduce into discussion the environment of the art gallery, in this installation, at the Palazzo delle Papesse, he faces the question within the context of a museum. Uplift focuses on the curator's artistic choices, investigating how these factors affect the movement of the visitors of the museum. To learn more about Sean Sleeman, you may listen to the artist talk about his work, Identity as an Artist, and about South Africa in the interview playlist on your audio guide. Crossing Sleeman's installation, enter into the gallery on your right where you will find the paintings of Ina van Ziel. You may stop the audio guide by pressing the pause button, and to restart the tour, press the pause button again. The painter Ina van Ziel was born in South Africa in 1971 and now actually lives and works in Amsterdam. She started her career as a cartoon artist, working from 1992 to 2000, and has continued her work as she entered into the circuit of galleries and museums. A question which the artist often asks herself is, how does one paint the idea of modesty? In order to answer her own question, she ponders the difference between Dutch society and that of South Africa on the topic of modesty. According to the artist, Holland is a country in which there is a lack of modesty, a mentality very different than that of South Africa. Her work, Labia Minoria, was born from seeing a television program in Holland about the ideal beauty of the vagina. The artist has declared that to preoccupy oneself with the beauty of the genitals is in fact so rarely explored that certainly it is to be considered as the final frontier of lust. In her paintings, the search for modesty is realized by the invasion and uncomfortably close pursuit typical of our voyeuristic society. My, your foot, my, your beer, my, your pimples, my intimacy under a magnifying glass. Looking toward the windows, beyond the door to the right, you will find the first work of Nicolas Hlobo. The work of Nicolas Hlobo speaks of masculinity, sexuality, and race in a social context in which homosexuality is still largely disapproved of. Reflecting on the sense of embarrassment and discomfort that the relations between people of the same sex provoke in the largest social context, his work confronts and brings to light subjects that people normally would not want to know about. Here on display we find two works, Ndiafuna e Ntubi. In Ntubi, the work displayed in this gallery, Hlobo explores the Xhosa tradition, one of the principal ethnicities of South Africa, placing particular emphasis on the concept of gender and masculinity. The work you have before you is a kraal, an enclosure which, in addition to being used as a place to herd livestock, is a place where rites of initiation take place. It is inside the kraal, in fact, that young Xhosa men, in the final stages of the rite of passage ceremony, come to be instructed on how to conduct themselves as men. The kraal is also a space in which women may not be admitted, and it is the most important symbol of the power of one's own family. The more sheep and cows that are in the kraal, the more wealth and power a family possesses. The one displayed here is smaller in dimension than a normal kraal, and has a rather unusual shape. In the Xhosa tradition, in fact, it is rectangular. The wood used is indigenous and characteristically eucalyptus, which is a plant that harkens back to the history of South Africa. Imported from Australia because of its resistance and speed with which it grows, its wood was used to make support posts in the gold mines. In the work of Hlobo, the kraal, a place reserved to men and to the manifestation of their masculinity, becomes a place for play. The elastic mat at the center is composed of a lattice work of pink ribbon and presents an opportunity to see it in two different lights. On the one hand, a tool in the professional training of gymnasts, on the other, a child's plaything. The multi-layered meaning allows Hlobo to investigate the notion of the respectability of the space reserved only for men and to signify more than just the passage from infancy to adulthood. Leaving the room with the works of Hlobo and entering into the next, on the other side of the black curtain, you will find two videos by Churchill Mandikira, one of the artists chosen by Lorenzo Fusi.
A me interessava molto il fatto che usasse una specie di low tech nelle tecniche della ripresa. Cioè non è,
to me, it is interesting that he uses a type of low tech technique of filmmaking. He is not one of those artists who is preoccupied with the grandeur of the medium and searches for the superior quality of the images or the spectacular effects. He bases his work on the roughness of pixelation of the home video camera. And with the basic technology of video, he is able to achieve a type of kaleidoscope effect, simply turning the images upon themselves, which in terms of production is, in effect, a process which is done over and over by filmmakers more than artists. And so this homemade quality, the possibility to capture through video in a very craft-like but professional way, was an aspect that interested me very much. The two videos chosen for ZA are called Virus and Skeletons in My Closet, and make reference to, first, the HIV virus, and second, to the social responsibility which we all share to help deal with the disease. As with other artists in this exhibition, we must look beyond South Africa to find meaning in the work. Mandikira's reflection on the AIDS virus is an emotional response, intellectual and personal, born from the private experience of the recent loss of his sister to AIDS. The second video, Skeletons in My Closet, with its two hands which wipe each other, is almost a public accusation against those who do not take responsibility for the problems in our society.
Quindi abbiamo le mani in pasta, si dice, no? Anche da noi. Ecco, la stessa idea di questo impastare il colore del sangue, cioè di essere
And also he has his hands in the dough, as we say. With this mixture, the color of blood, that is the same idea to be aware and guilty along with the rest of society and to be able to pull ourselves out of the mix. In the video, the hands replicate themselves in a series of fragmented images, truly as in a kaleidoscope, that creates an image of hands rubbing one another in an almost carnal interaction, which comes across as very seductive, and our participation becomes, in a way, almost a physical complicity. This is perhaps the skeleton in the closet that we carry around, the fact that we are aware, and as much as we are aware, we are guilty. Zach continues with the photographs of Nancy Kelelo Lolo Veleko, which can be found in the small gallery which is off of the area occupied by Sean Sleiman's installation. You may stop the audio guide by pressing the pause button, and to restart the tour, press the pause button again. The photography of Veleko confronts the roots of style and draws attention to the aesthetic transformations of young South Africans. The subjects portrayed through the style of their subculture give life to a fashion that relays a new sense of participation in the nation. This style is aligned with that of the rest of the world. It wants, at the same time, to distinguish itself and to force to the surface the sense of conflict within this young democracy. This attention to outward appearances is all else that praises the superfluous. South Africa is, in fact, a country where exists an everyday obsession with the tiniest inflection or degree of race or physical appearance. Those parameters that provide means for apartheid to include or exclude people on the basis of how they were perceived based on their appearance. Veleko demonstrates with his work how the street culture is able to give life to many cross-cultural communities based on their cultural or racial indicators. Entering the corridor, the two rooms which we encounter host the works of Bridget Baker. Bridget Baker's artistry takes many forms, from performance art to installation pieces, from photography to the skillful use of eclectic media. The attention always remains focused on her strategies, public and private, for surviving the banality and responsibilities of being an adult. Let's take, for example, the video The Pilot. The video seems to be extracted from a lost reel of film going back to the Second World War. We are convinced of its authenticity, thanks to the careful reproduction of the aesthetics and the shakiness of the films from the early 1900s, from the application of Vaseline on the lens to its screening on a vintage projector. We are watching the undertaking of a heroine from another time. On the soles of her boots reads, "Only you can." In an unexpected change of frame that distances itself from the snow, the pilot transforms into a tiny figure carried along the side of a building, and then raised without charm to the top of the building itself. Neither she nor her passage leaves a footprint. How will her story end? Will her mantra, "Only you can," succeed in saving her? We are left without an answer. "Only You Can" appears in the same series of photographs entitled The Blue Collar Girl. A woman in her elegant blue overcoat, with an appearance similar to Elizabeth Taylor out of a film from the 1950s, seems to lead a double life. In the first photograph of the triptych, she appears in a rather sophisticated pose. In the second, Baker's heroine is photographed from far away, in the midst of an extreme action. In the third shot, the eye is brought closer once again, to reveal an important message left by the blue-collar girl. "Only you can." An invitation, a motto of instigation, that much resembles the mantra of the self-esteem models. "Only you can." In the funnel gallery, to the right of the corridor, you will find The Dancer, a work by Doreen Southwood, an artist born in Cape Town in 1974. You may stop the audio guide by pressing the pause button, and to restart the tour, press the pause button again. One of the prevalent themes in Southwood's work is the capacity to capture a moment. In The Dancer, the ballerina is captured in different poses, in one continuous movement. The use of bronze and the insertion of the tulle of the skirts is a clear reference to the ballerinas of Degas. Despite the lightness of the movements and the slender figures, the sculpture weighs more than 100 kilos. The moment is worthy of expression, and, as affirmed by Southwood herself, time becomes the subject of the work, inviting the spectator to slow down and ponder the attention to its details. The tour concludes with the second work by Nicholas Lobo, India Funa. The meaning of the word India Funa depends on the context in which it is used. It may mean I watch, or it may mean I desire, or even still, it may be used in the case in which one is looking for something which has been lost. It is a play on words which revolves around searching and need. The man you have before you is looking for something inside of a bag. His position and clothing, made of leather and rubber, allude to sensuality and a gay image. To us spectators, it is not known what the bag contains. And although we are not able to be certain that there is anything in the bag, seeing as how it is apparently empty, we get the idea that he may be in search of a memory or an identity. The work piques our curiosity, and the desire to which the title refers, India Funa, is now primarily ours. It is our desire to know. Lobo uses color and material to bring the idea of sexuality to the forefront. The pink rubber is meant to evoke images of homosexuality, but at the same time, pink is an important color in the traditions and heritage of the Xhosa community. Red is the color of the masks worn during the rites of initiation, but also the color of blood and the color adopted by the campaign against AIDS. Your visit to Zaw finishes here. Before you leave the palazzo, we invite you to climb to the top of the stairs where you are able to admire a panoramic view. We ask you to return the audio guide to the bookshop where you will find the recently installed mural by the artist Paul Morrison. Thanks for having chosen to visit Zaw and for having allowed us to accompany you on your visit through this exhibition. We remind you that you may find more information on www.radiopapese.org.